This is The State We're In from Radio Netherlands Worldwide. I'm Jonathan Gruber. It's complicated. That's the title we're giving to this week's program. And really, what can be more complicated than dating? I'm married now, and from what I remember about the dating scene, I couldn't be happier to be off the market. But what if you're a member of a tiny, dwindling, and very picky minority? That can make things even harder, as contributor Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai found out recently.
It's tough finding a mate in India, at least that's my experience now that I've been back and single for a few years, especially if you don't buy into the arranged meeting setup. You could be making googly eyes at someone across the bar for 3 hours, and then when he finally gets up and walks towards you, it's because he's leaving by the exit near you. 3 hours. So imagine how much harder it is when your parents want you to marry only within your community. Take the Parsis. They're a minority group that are 6/1,000th of a percent of the Indian population. Let me say that again. 6/1,000th of a percent. And here's one of them.
My name is Vaspan R. Chichgar. I'm 25 and I am looking for a prospectful woman who I'd be first dating and then hopefully getting married to.
This is Vaspan, an engineer. I met him as he was entering a speed dating event, the first ever held by Parsis. It drew people from as far as 600 kilometers away.
Forget the paper and
I also talked to Zareen Havewala, who helped organize the event.
In Bombay, which is the largest concentration of Parsis, we are about 70,000. The numbers are dwindling. Every 10 years when the census take place, we are reducing by about 10,000.
In India, your shelf life is considered over after your early 20s. Most Parsis marry in their 30s, and many of them choose not to have children at all. Then some commit the ultimate sin and marry outside the fold, which means they're not considered Parsi anymore.
Especially when the girls are married outside the community, their children are not accepted in the community. Where the men are concerned, for many years it has been going on. Of course, now there is a big noise and they are saying even the children of the men married outside, their children also should not be accepted into the community. But legally, it is still allowed.
So no wonder they're trying out speed dating events like this one on a Saturday evening.
I think let's have 3 things. 7 to 8.
The crowd gathered in a large high-ceilinged bungalow that serves as a community center in one of Mumbai's Parsi colonies. In the center of the room were 50-odd straight-backed wooden chairs in two concentric semicircles with the chairs facing each other. But there were 57 men competing for a mere 19 girls. That's a spectacular 3-boy-to-every-girl ratio. So the girls were thrilled. Imagine having 57 men to pick and choose from and so little competition.
Hi, my name is Feroza Khambata and I'm from Pune. I have specially come down for this meet and I do hope that I'm going to find someone special here.
And staying in the faith really matters to people like Feroza.
Well, if I waited till I'm almost 34, yes, marrying a Parsi is important to me. I do believe that marriage has a lot of give and take. But I also believe that if the person's not from your community, the give and take perhaps could be much more.
Well then, let the games begin. Each couple was given about 3 minutes to chat. Some had plenty to say and some were a bit nervous.
$17 billion company, sir.
Only asset for me was my ability, my hard work.
3 minutes. I caught up with Feroza and Vaspan a few days later and asked them if they'd made a Parsi love connection. The answer? Not really.
It was a very important thing because on this basis we realize, you know, what other people think about us. And what we think about them. If you don't like it, just say, no, I'm not interested. Like I just told the person, I'm sorry, but I really like you, but you're too old for me. Sorry. And the same response I got from her, that, "Arey, you're a kid, yeah, sorry." So now I gotta keep hunting till I get my mate.
So would you do something like this again?
Of course.
I think it was a nice way of course, meeting like the large gamut of boys who were there. But at the same time, I did feel a little awkward, you know, like you have 1 minute and then you move on to the next person. And I think that 1 minute you can only say share your name and your basic details.
So did you find any potential people?
Unfortunately for me, me being a little older, most of the guys are much younger or much shorter. So that took away a large number. I was left with probably two or three from a group of 57 guys. So I was left with only two or three, out of which I liked this one guy. He was still 3 years younger, but he said that he was okay with it. He said he's not going to be around for 6 months, and I never heard from him after that.
So no Prince Charming?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, hope springs eternal, right?
Well, both Vaspan and Firoza say they'll go back anyway. But the Parsi speed date got me wondering, does having the same ethnic background really equal compatibility? All the novels and movies I read tell me to wait for something called, you know, love. But I'm 34, still unmarried, so that's not working either. But there's something about the whole idea of speed dating that just puts me off. Still, three guys to one girl? Those are really, really good odds.
Chavi Sachdev in Mumbai. If you've got your own